Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to this week's edition of Lay's CalCook Presents Crunch Time. And my special guest this week is safety Chris Maragos. And Chris, we wanted to bring you on the program this week because the Eagles are traveling to take on the Green Bay Packers. And you're a native of Racine, Wisconsin,
Absolutely.
About 2.5 hours away from Green Bay. So what are some of your favorite memories of living in Wisconsin?
Oh, man, you know, just growing up playing football in the fall, leaves are falling. You know, whenever the air starts turning, man, you know it's football season. So, you know, grew up watching the Packers and, you know, obviously, you know, thought about playing for the Packers. You know, as a kid, you think you're going to play, you know, in the NFL. I guess everybody does. But it's kind of cool to be going back there and actually playing. It's almost surreal.
Did you ever go to Lambeau as a kid?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. So I've got cousins that live in Appleton right there near Green Bay, and we used to go out for games and do that kind of stuff, Badger games, Packer games. And, yeah, definitely knew it for sure.
Now, you wanted to play at Wisconsin.
Absolutely.
And you found a really interesting way of making your way there. Your brother was a mascot?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that true?
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. I actually, so I walked on and played 2 years at Western Michigan, got no recruiting attention out of high school, played 2 years there. And then was trying to figure out, wasn't quite really working out, and just kind of had to run in with some of the coaches there, and you know, really wanted to go and play for the Badgers. Obviously, that's, you know, kind of one of the things that, you know, you grow up and dream about as a kid. And so my brother was Bucky the Badger, and he knew the star football player on the team who happened to be a walk-on. And short story, you know, he talked to him and said, hey, my brother was kind of like, well, how you were, and would you mind taking a look at his film? If you like it, take it to the coaches. If not, whatever. And he agreed. I Facebooked him. Got his address, sent it to him. He liked it, took it to the coaches. They liked it, and all of a sudden I got a call, and I'm a University of Wisconsin football player. So it's kind of crazy.
How did that help the transition? Because you went to Wisconsin, yep. Transitioned to safety.
Yep.
How does it help as a safety, yep. Formerly being a wide receiver, yep. And understanding how they approach the offense?
Man, that was huge. I think that was the best thing, is just understanding route concepts, what they're trying to do with the spacing of the field, what wide receivers are thinking, how they're trying to attack defensive backs. So when I switched to safety, I was trying to understand more of the safety techniques, but I could understand how to play wide receivers a little bit better. So it definitely gave me a jump start. And then once I started understanding how to play defenses and what they were looking for and different things like that, then it kind of all came together, and definitely toward the end of my career at Wisconsin.
There are a lot of guys who don't embrace special teams.
Right.
Why were you someone who was so ready to eager to play on that, what's considered a third phase, but has been so integral to the success of the team this year?
You know, honestly, you know, my whole career, my whole life, I just really feel like I just want to help the team win. And so you just try to find your niche and kind of where you are, the depth chart, and how you can help and your skill set and what you can do. And, you know, being undrafted, you know, I wasn't a starter or, you know, heavily recruited guy and wasn't getting any reps, and I knew that I'd have to play special teams. And so I just try to get as good as I could at it. I watched some of the best ones, and I'd pick guys' brains, or I'd just try to understand how to play it, you know, as best I could. And so I just kept developing, and before you know it, you know, I just kept building and having some more success.
So you played for Pete Carroll in Seattle.
Yep.
Great college coach, successful in the NFL.
Yep.
Now you're playing for Chip Kelly.
Yep.
Great college coach, having some early success here in a short time with the NFL. Mm-hmm. Can you kind of compare and contrast the two?
That's a really good question. Really cool. Both very innovative. Love the new cutting edge kind of stuff. You know, really open minded. You know, I mean, that's the one of the things that I love about Chip, is he's so open minded on how to get better, or what to do, or how to do it, or what's the, you know, how can we, you know, keep refining. And I think, you know, a person in his position, you know, he's like, I've got to set ways or something, but he's so open to wanting to get better, and he's so teachable, and that's why the guys on the team are so teachable, because they see that from him. And so we're always finding ways as players to get better as well, too. And so you see that from their aspects. I would say, like, the only difference is, you know, Pete's got the whole West Coast, you know, kind of chill, you know, beachy feel, and Coach Kelly's got that East Coast, you know, a little bit rougher, you know. It's been great. It's been amazing being here, and extremely, extremely blessed to be part of this team.
Now, Chris, you won a ring with the Seahawks.
Yep.
Eagles off to an outstanding start, their best start since 2004 when they last went to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Do you see anything special within the locker room, why this team, you know, would be able to have a chance maybe to have those aspirations?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, you look at what we've had, you know, we have a group of guys who are all rowing in the same direction. You have, you know, just a commitment from each other to be accountable. And I think that's extremely unique and rare in the NFL. And so everybody's willing to put on the line for each other and to go forward and do everything they can to help the team win and to be sacrificial. And so that's the key one. We have a lot of talent on our team as well, too, to couple with that. And so when you have guys who care about each other and work hard and are about the team, and then obviously have a tremendous amount of talent, you know, couple those things together, then you know, good things happen, and that's why we've been so successful this first part of the year.
Chris Maragos, Eagles safety, our special guest this week on Lay's Cal Cook Presents Crunch Time. I'm Chris McPherson, and thanks for joining us on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Enjoy more than 10 delicious flavors and varieties made with the simple goodness of real ingredients to give you that extra crunch.